This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting into the race in the run-up for president, but the big story, the debt ceiling and the House. It has jumped through the House. Now it moves to the Senate, 165 to 149 total votes, 314 for the support of the debt ceiling getting raised. And now the Senate, it should be pretty much easy peasy, then it goes to the president's desk. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just a little snapshot of some of what we're going to talk about during this show. Plus your thoughts, a jammed mailbag once again. But first, let's talk about the bill and the House. So there was late night pizzas and subs. I'm just kidding. I have no idea what they were doing. Chewing gum. I don't know. But it was, in fact, passed. So this was a big deal. It happened before 10 o'clock in the evening, so it was a late night. The bill will suspend the nation's debt limit through January 1st, 2025. And again, just needs to be approved by the Senate. To be sure, there were definitely those that opposed it, 46 Democrats, 71 Republicans, but the votes that were needed were there. That's the number I told you when I first cracked open the mic. So that was plenty to get this over the hurdle. So Kevin McCarthy took a little bit of a victory lap, dance, whatever you want to call it, said one of the biggest nights of his life since he's been in Congress. So what does it now mean? It means just the procedure, because you can't just assume, although I think the votes are there for sure in the Senate, and then it goes to the president, that's it. So it'll beat that deadline, which I think is a really good thing. There were people that were pretty nervous, and I could tell by many of the emails that I got from a handful of military people concerned about, well, what happens when you're supposed to get XYZ checks every couple of weeks? And the answer was, what was being said from the Pentagon is you might have to wait some extra days in a run-up to gearing people up to what could possibly happen if the worst of the worst did occur and this didn't get lifted. So what are some of the key takeaways or lessons? Were there any lessons that we learned with what happened here? I mean, this was the negotiation between the president and the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Pretty familiar, this kind of script. We've seen it before. We've seen what happens when the deal is struck at the 11th hour. Oh, finally. People are nervous. People are sweating it out. People are demagoguing all over the place, gnashing their teeth. Pundits are talking all over the tube and all over the airwaves. So there are many Republicans who are not happy with the compromise. There are many Democrats who are not happy with the compromise. But in all likelihood, the deal that passes in the Senate would be signed into law by Biden. It would cut $1.5 trillion from the deficit over 10 years. That's according to the numbers that would be crunched by the Congressional Budget Office. It'll pass because House Republican leadership received cooperation from the moderate Democrats. That's what happened there in cobbling together the votes that they needed. And in, you know, you think about this happening before. Right. I went back and I was looking at all the times I had talked on the air about this. So in 2011, there was again, oh, this isn't going to happen. But then Republican leaders and who was President Barack Obama, it passes despite opposition at the time from Tea Party conservatives and very liberal Democrats. So the center is what held up. Then you fast forward to 2013, and you had Senator Ted Cruz, who shut down the government, was forcing that whole, the cuts to the Affordable Care Act. That was the whole rallying cry. And then it was another attempt on this whole fiscal policy of the debt ceiling. But House Speaker John Boehner, remember him? He decided to bypass trying to appease the far right, and he came up with a majority by relying on Democratic House votes to pass a lift of the debt ceiling. And that tally was 193 Democratic House votes, 28 Republicans, including Boehner and Kevin McCarthy, a representative from Bakersfield, California, who now, fast forward, has his job, Speaker of the House. Isn't it interesting? So for all the polarization that we talk about in this country, when our backs are against the wall, it is the center that is what is the passing zone. It is the center. So you go to the far left, you go to the far right, and the people who are pushing to make it happen go to the center. They go to the center, and that's exactly what happened here. Because Kevin McCarthy is having the same struggle. He's trying to keep the more extreme members of the party in line, and he is the third consecutive Republican speaker to face that kind of task, frustration of trying to figure out, how do I coalesce all of this? It's exactly what John Boehner dealt with. It's exactly what Paul Ryan dealt with. And again, I say this, you look at the center, and this is exactly what was relied upon in this vote to make this happen. So for everybody who emailed me, worried about checks, worried about Social Security, worried about what was going to happen, worried about their son, there was Kim who was worried about her son and daughter because both are active military members, concerned that their families would somehow not be able to meet the bills because they were going to get late checks. And so it doesn't look like that's at all what's going to happen here. It was, again, a big standoff, and I think we were really right there on the cliff of falling over to the other side of this not happening, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So instead, it's just moving down the chain. It's moving down the chain. And then there's 2 years in between. So 2 years in between to maybe see something different happen. Otherwise, stay tuned because we'll be talking about the same thing, right? And I hate that. I hate to do repeats. We don't want sequels on this show. We don't want to keep talking about the same things, only different players. But this is what we've contended with. And that's what we've put up with, the American people, all these years. The constant passing the buck, passing the buck, passing the buck. All right, so much more to touch upon, including a superstar from that 70s show, convicted of rape. So what does that mean? Talking about that next.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Day once more, nothing. Sunday, nothing. Monday, nothing.
It'd be nice to have a little bit of nothing on all those days just mentioned in this very humorous song. Hey, everybody, so what's the scoop on Danny Masterson? It is this. You know, these cases take a while, and you hear the glaring announcement that somebody that you remember from a TV show that you liked, oh my gosh, really, that's what happened? Or, you know, now they're embroiled in this court case. So that 70 show actor found guilty of rape. This was a Los Angeles jury, and they found him guilty on two of the three counts of rape. It was a retrial. So there was a hung jury on the third count. And the district attorney said, we want to express our gratitude to the three women who came forward and bravely shared their experiences. Their courage and strength have been an inspiration to all of us. And he did say, we are disappointed that the jury didn't convict on all counts. We respect their decision. So the 47-year-old had pled not guilty to raping three women at his home in separate incidents between 2001 and 2003. He is facing up to maybe 30 years to life in prison. He was taken into custody following the verdict. And speaking of that and not getting away with it, so much was made about the heir to Armie Hammer, the big fortune, one of the heirs anyway, Armie Hammer, movie star in a bunch of super successful movies, was on his way up the ladder in Los Angeles in the movie business. He's not going to face charges following an investigation by Los Angeles police into an allegation of sexual assault. That's something else the L.A. District Attorney's Office mentioned, saying that they're difficult to prove those kinds of cases. That's why they assign the most experienced prosecutors to review them. And in this case, those prosecutors conducted a thorough review but determined there was insufficient evidence to charge Mr. Hammer with a crime. And we have an ethical responsibility to only charge cases that we can prove beyond a reasonable doubt. We know it is hard for women to report sexual assault, even when we cannot move forward with a prosecution. And then he went on to talk about more there. So he wasn't charged in the case. He's denied any wrongdoing. And at the time saying through his attorney that the allegation was outrageous and his interactions with the women, or the woman, this one woman, because other women were saying things, but with this woman and other partners have been completely consensual, discussed, and agreed upon in advance. So that moves forward, right? Because there was massive conversation about Army Hammer and what was going to happen there. In fact, one of the movies that he was supposed to be the lead actor in, that was it. He withdrew from the movie because there was no way that was going to move forward in the middle of everything that was happening there. And this has now been a couple of years. All right, moving into a couple of different directions, and I mentioned this right at the top. Maybe it's not a surprise because we knew Mike Pence was gearing up for possibly announcing that he was going to run for president. So the former VP under Trump is announcing that he next week is going to run for president. He's not the only one. Chris Christie, among the Republicans, the former governor of New Jersey, he is also going to announce that he's running for president. It makes that primetime television debate possibilities pretty interesting, I think, especially depending on when they happen. Like, for instance, before all the primaries roll out, which I would assume that's what the Republican Party would want to see happen at least once or twice anyway. And, of course, Ron DeSantis is running, and now he's out there saying, you know, you don't want somebody to be in the entertainment business to have this job. You want real leadership. I mean, this is kind of what he's hammering, that I'm the alternative to that, that it's not about entertainment. It's all about the seriousness of what we have to do in this country. And I think that theme is going to constantly, in different ways, be weaved in and out of many of the stops that that he ends up making. And he's going to start to, from what I understand, he's going to start to hit it pretty hard. I mean, he already has when he was kind of out there, let's say, exploring. I don't know if exploring is really the right word, because I think he was really always going to run. And his wife is also already out there speaking, sometimes in the same place, but sometimes in other places, because that's what you do. You try to split it up so that you have more of a voice. And I think we'll probably see a little bit more of that with DeSantis. It's going to be interesting to watch the polls, especially as more Republicans jump into the race. As more Republicans say that they're interested in running and they actually do, you start to keep score, and it's going to be a stage full of names and a question of can anyone really overtake Trump or not, because right now in the polls he is still absolutely leading. He's head and shoulders in almost any poll above any of the other Republicans already that are out there and are in the race. But I think as that race gets bigger and bigger and bigger, a few things may morph in a couple of, probably in a couple of different directions. So it's going to be like a rock'em sock'em kind of matchup between DeSantis and Trump. I mean, it's going to be a battle between the two of them, at least in the beginning of this, unless somebody else starts to pull somehow big enough numbers that they become significant. You know, if somebody else becomes more significant or gets mentioned more in these polls and their numbers are higher, then I guess the ring will widen, so to speak, as far as the boxing match analogy, then that will probably happen. Ever wonder, if you like junk food, why you have trouble sleeping? Well, I would say, well, maybe you're getting heartburn, right? But I was just looking at a study, because we always have to follow these studies to see, should I drink coffee? Is coffee good for me? Is a little bit of chocolate good for me? Well, check this out. From Sweden, they say in this study that was done from a bunch of researchers at Uppsala University, that candy bars and bags of chips could leave you tossing and turning all night. So what they did was, the study had a group of healthy people follow either a nutritious diet or a crummy, poor diet in random order, and they saw the people with the unhealthy diet, that they saw that they started to have problems to getting a deep sleep. They just couldn't do it. It would just deteriorate the more junk food that they ate. I don't know. Do you think you and I could have kind of surmised that that was a possibility? I don't know. Barbecue chips before bed, a donut or two, peanut butter sandwich. You know what I'm saying. Oh, and throw in for good measure maybe a few Hershey Kisses. I would think, yes, you would be tossing and turning. I think you just have heartburn. I mean, that's a terrible diet. But of course, quality sleep, you know, I'm sure someone could dispute that and say that they certainly have eaten plenty of junk food and been able to sleep. But what the study says is that when you look at the aspects of sleep and the different kinds of sleep, the types, the electrical activity in the brain is the thing. So restorative sleep is different across different areas of the brain. And the integrity or the depth of sleep stages can be negatively affected by things like junky food and aging and insomnia. So poor diet ranks pretty high up there. Here's what I say. You know that whole plop, plop, fizz, fizz? If you are on a binge, you've got to take something before you lay down. That's my best advice, people. All right, we're heading to the mailroom next.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging members of his own party to be on the right side of history and vote yes tonight on the bipartisan debt ceiling bill.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion, but on history, I'd want to be here with this bill tonight.
The bill would suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, and it includes modest spending cuts and policy provisions. Two more Republicans are joining the already crowded field running for president. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will formally launch his campaign on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce he's running. Amazon's video doorbell division Ring has agreed to pay a nearly $6 million fine for mishandling customers' videos. The Federal Trade Commission found that Ring employees and contractors had unrestricted access to sensitive video data for personal use. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Stick in the mail, man.
Listening to us in New Orleans, and Richard says, hey, Kate, I guess not a surprise that all of a sudden now a lot of other Republicans who were hinting at running are going to dive into this. Do you really think Mike Pence will in any way be a threat as far as any of the primaries? Do you think he hauls in any kind of vote and pulls away from Donald Trump? No, I don't think so. I don't. Because, of course, you've got DeSantis in there. If you want to open up and expand everybody that's running, and I would say that, I see Pence maybe pulling in some areas like Indiana, and only parts of Indiana, by the way. But I don't think that he right now in any poll would come close to, and he's not, even in the speculative category, coming close to the numbers that Donald Trump is getting. I mean, Trump is getting double anybody else. So I do not think I don't think that'll happen. What is interesting is, will there be votes that get split up? I mean, certainly with the primary, that's the key. What happens in the primaries? Is Chris Christie pulling? Is DeSantis going to pull away? Is Trump going to be back to where he was? And we have this rematch, so to speak, between Trump and Biden. I have talked to people in the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Let's just say, I'll call them thought leaders. They're the people that look into the crystal ball and make the predictions. And the predictions are that that's right now, today, that can change. But that's the two. You're left with, again, that you've got Biden who's in the Oval, and then you have Trump. So we've seen this duel before. And what does that mean as far as pulling the vote, and what does that look like? I feel like when we're in a presidential year, since I've been doing this show especially, I always say the same thing, like, oh, it's going to be really interesting, really interesting. And the fact of the matter is, it is, because we really don't know. You can look at the polls, and you can think one thing, and I think there is some accuracy with it, but then there's always those areas that are gray, and there's some big gray areas now. It's just so early in this whole process, is what I would say. And because of who's already declared, anybody who's serious is going to keep declaring as soon as possible. We're getting to that ramp-up part where they're not waiting for the calendar to change to 2024 in January or February. And it doesn't mean there couldn't be some surprise candidate, by the way. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from James. And James says, Kate, I have been looking at this whole debt ceiling thing, and I know that finally the House approved suspending the debt limit to avoid a default, which I think is so smart. I get it when people say, let them fall on their face, and the debt is outrageous, just do that. But the point of this whole exercise is it's in play because if you don't do that, you default, so you don't pay the debts you have to pay. It just becomes an even worse avalanche. We don't want a bigger snowball. We don't need a boulder that's 10 times the size of what it is right now. I mean, do I think some of what I've heard in the bill is good? The answer is no. There are things in it that I think shouldn't be part of it, but the art of compromise had to happen because it certainly wasn't unanimous. Oh, yeah. It wasn't unanimous at all. The support was, you had 314 for it, 117 opposing it. So 165 Democrats, 149 Republicans, but the opposition, 117. 71 Republicans, 46 Democrats. Something to keep in mind as the months coming up traversing the finer points of this. And so now Senate leaders are time crunched and they are preparing for the whole debt ceiling deal, which they knew they would be. And it's just a question of what is the vote there and coming out of it, the president just signing it. And I think the push is, let's get this fast. Let's make this happen quickly and not drag our heels on this. But, you know, you have Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent, saying he was going to oppose the debt limit deal, saying he couldn't in good conscience support it. And then you had two Republican senators, maybe even more, saying that they would probably ask for amendment votes that would slow down the legislation's path to final passage. Yeah, how about that? Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, said that he's willing to allow the deal to move through the Senate at a faster rate in exchange for a vote on his amendment, which would cut federal spending by 5%. 5%. And then I like what Mike Lee said, the Republican from Utah, the senator from Utah. He said he doesn't have any desire to hold the legislation up for the sake of holding it up. But he, too, is going to propose his own amendments. He didn't have any details, but he's going to propose them. Why? Because the people that you represent want to know their interests are out there, and you jam them into the bill. That's what happens. But then you have Senator John Thune, the number two Republican leader, saying the deal could move fairly quickly if a time agreement is reached. And I think they'll get it done as fast as they can. Not even leave any doubt. Just go for it and boom, that's it. End the arguments dead in their tracks. Right? Don't even go there and say, look, we just bought some time is what we did. We bought some time so we don't have to worry about this till 2024. And think about it. Part of the reason is because of the presidential race. All right. This one is from Harry. And Harry says, Kate, did you look by any chance at any of that UFO hearing that NASA had and that they revealed some of what's going out there in the sky and what they've seen in places that they've been? Yeah, you know, the Pentagon revealed that NASA embeds what is now cleared for classification UFO briefings, and that NSA, NASA astrobiologists, you know, recommend searching for alien artifacts in our solar system. So there's always been those arguments about what is out there. What is it? What is out there? What are we looking at? So at the, it's such a big question. We could do hours and hours on that. And, you know, it depends on who you talk to is what the answer to it is. It depends on who you talk to. So anyway, they have these unidentified metallic orbs, the UFOs that have been spotted all over the world, right? And the Pentagon chief admitted during NASA's first ever public hearing into the phenomenon that we see these metallic orbs all over the world, and we see them making interesting apparent maneuvers. Yikes. What does that mean, right? What does that mean? And the Pentagon is collaborating with NASA embeds, you know, the scientists who have been cleared for work on classified, unidentified object cases where their expertise could help military investigators identify whatever the craft is or the event or what happened, which makes complete sense to me. This one from Diana, and Diana says, hey, Kate, I'm getting excited for the football season. I'm not a football widow, although my husband is a widower. He doesn't follow football, and I'm crazy about it, so we have complete role reversal in my family. I know that we haven't even had the training camps, but when you look at the landscape of some of these teams, some of them that you've covered and talked about on the air in the past, what do you think are some of the more fascinating storylines? Well, I can tell you one fascinating storyline that we're not going to get a break from is Aaron Rodgers, right? Because he's playing for the Jets now, and the Jets have so much optimism as to what he can do and how he can lead from his position as the quarterback. And the answer to that is there's so many places the Jets can go now. I mean, so many places. So I think that's a big storyline. A crazy storyline is, will Tom Brady unretire again? He'll be like the boy who cried wolf. But if the Raiders needed him for some reason, would he be willing to jump in? Or is it just exciting to float that trial balloon and have people talking about it? I think part of that is sending up the trial balloon. You can send me your thoughts day or night, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
For this hour, we talk about something that I also got in the mailbag, questions about Ted Lasso. I am a big Ted Lasso fan, and the finale was just the other day. And what did I think about it? I'm going to tell you here before we skedaddle and get off the center stage for this hour. So how about this when it comes to AI? You had 350-plus industry leaders talking about AI, right, including Sam Altman, who co-signed this one-sentence statement that is chilling, I think. You ready for it? Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal-scale risks, such as pandemics and nuclear war. So, I mean, ChatGPT has become a household name. It is a buzzword. Everybody's talking about it. So you have the 38-year-old co-founder and CEO, Sam Altman, who is saying, you know, again, that look out for AI. Because look what he's comparing it to. Wow. Isn't it interesting? Because he realizes it is like a runaway train. And there are no guardrails right now. And so what does that mean with no guardrails? It means buckle up, because it is significant. And the pace at which we're moving is incredibly significant. And whether you think it or not, it absolutely, if it's not today, which I guarantee in some way it is part of your life, you just don't know it, it's going to change. It's going to change jobs. It's going to change the way we look at content. It's going to change a lot of things that right now we're still kind of hanging on to. But it's moving fast. And I think that's the big warning there, right? That's the huge warning. This is interesting because there's been a lot of conversation about airline seats and how big they are and how they try to squeeze extra seats into planes. And are we too cramped, right? So there's legislation from Tammy Duckworth and Tammy Baldwin, two senators, that would require the FAA to conduct new airplane cabin evacuation tests with more realistic conditions and issue standards that include the size of and the space between seats. Their angle is they're concerned about safe evacuation in emergency. But for travelers, there are other reasons that they're concerned about the size of the seats, having to wedge into tight coach seats, right? Because they're squeezing in more room. And if you're in coach, I mean, that's truly the difference. I mean, whatever, that you can have whatever they'll serve you to drink, whatever you want, and warm peanuts and food if you sit in first class. But the true difference is you get room. You have room in a first class seat, a lot of room. And in coach, you don't have that because it's just so tight. So tight. And the airlines want to get as many seats as they can. And looking at an aircraft and what they can do with it. So this will be a fun bill to watch and to see what kind of tests they do and what's the minimum seat size. Because there's been a push before to regulate a minimum seat size with people having issues, even with blood clotting, and arguing for a myriad of reasons of why the seat needs to be bigger. So they're measuring and doing, and they've done this before, and looking at the spaces in between, and we'll see if that becomes a thing with this bill. It's going to be tough, I can tell you that. Right? Because it'd be like with a stadium. Oh, no, the nosebleeds where we have thousands. Let's just pull those out. Let's create some more space. No, because what does the owner want to do? What do the CEOs of airlines want to do? Profitability. Where are you flying? How many people can you take safely? That whole entire thing. And to have that take a hit, forget about it. Yeah, forget about it. All right, probably no surprise, I've even had a few people ask me about this. Bud Light, the boycott continues. You know, there's always debates about products and do boycotts really work when something angers people that are a big swath of those that consume whatever the product is. Well, Bud Light parent company Anheuser-Busch is seeing that their stock is continuing to drop. In fact, Wednesday went down to November 2022 levels, closing at 53.40. So you got to think about this. What was the high just 6 weeks ago before all the backlash for promoting transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney came out? It was up to almost $68 a share in all the way through March. So that's a 20% decline, a 20% decline. And you had people like Kid Rock, who shot a case of the beer with a rifle. There's a bunch of other things that happened. You had the Bud Light CEO, Brendan Whitworth, who put out a statement on the controversy. He didn't apologize, but he put out a statement. He said, "We never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. We're in the business of bringing people together over a beer." Like, that was the brilliant statement. And it didn't move the needle at all. So you're seeing that it continues to drop. All right, Ted Lasso wouldn't be drinking a beer. He would be drinking a pint. And the finale, because I was asked about this by a couple of different people, the finale I thought of Ted Lasso was brilliant. It was a tearjerker. I mean, it was, guys. There were moments in it. And of course, you sort of knew that was going to happen. I mean, three seasons, comes to an end, and it's the unlikely story of this American from Kansas who knows nothing about football, European style, and goes to take the game of soccer, a.k.a. football, to the Brits and run a team. And of course, the stories were he was cornball-y but brilliant in pulling people together and breaking down walls. And I think when we needed kindness or to hear kindness during the pandemic and had to escape into some binge watching or shows, Ted Lasso became one of those shows. And I almost don't want to talk about the finale because you might not have watched it, or maybe you have no idea what I'm talking about, so it wouldn't matter to you. But for the people that are out there watching, it would really be a bummer if I stepped all over the end of this show. So I'm not going to do it. Let's just say there's some surprises in it, and it really comes back to the relationship between the team owner, Rebecca, and Ted Lasso. And, of course, brilliantly played by Jason Sudeikis and Hannah Waddingham playing Rebecca. And an unlikely show, in a sense, that turned into like a cult following. A serious cult following with people talking about belief and believe. You know, that was a sign about believing in belief. And taking this crazy ragtag team with all their problems and pulling them together season after season. On that note, the music's playing. That means I got to exit. Tip of the cap to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work, as always, on the technicals. Be safe, be sane, be happy. Ted Lasso would agree with our friends from Star Wars. This is the way.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.